Did you know that your skin can absorb up to 60% of what you put on it? So what goes on your skin can be as important as what goes into your body.
We say that every single day. Juice Beauty is a skincare and makeup line that is made with certified organic ingredients with the promise to always formulate without potential harmful ingredients like parabens and whatnot.
Thalmates. Okay, go to juicebeauty.com/HTBLO for exclusive savings on your first order when you use the code HTBLO20 at checkout.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Deanna.
I'm Deanna Chang.
I'm Emily Foster.
And this is How to Be Less Old.
Have you been feeling youthy lately, Deanna?
Well, I have been.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing some different things. I think I've talked about the alkaline diet I've been on a little bit.
I think you just breezed past it.
Well, a medium had told me that I need to be on alkaline, meaning to cut out, she wanted me cutting out all red meat and eating vegetables and fruits. And, you know, they're each food is either more acidic or less acidic, and there's a scale. So I've been doing that for a couple months now, like 2.5, 3 months.
So you're going for base. You want more, less acidic.
Yeah.
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 Base foods.
Okay. Real base.
Great.
Trying to get some base up in here.
I hear you.
So then from that, you know, once you start on a journey, you're kind of like,
deep, yeah.
You get down, you're deep.
You're Googling things that lead you to wacko blogs.
Totally. And
okay, great.
I feel like once you're in a new thing, for me, I know like I have to kind of saturate myself with it in order to do it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know what to eat. I'm like, what do I eat? And I still have that question sometimes. I'm like, what do I eat? What can I eat? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A lot less so now, but I go through that occasionally. Like, wait, what? So this journey took me to a podcast because I had Googled like top health podcasts and then Bulletproof Coffee.
Sure.
Have you partaken, Emily?
I haven't. Quite familiar though.
What is it?
I feel like there's a lot of bulletproof drinkers around me.
There are.
Yeah. So you're either going to take some butter, or you can use coconut oil or ghee.
Yeah.
And you throw that up in your coffee.
Right. And it's getting the fat and the caffeine going.
And keto people put something else in there too. I don't know.
It's supposed to give you a ton of energy and I think start your day out with fat.
It's supposed to keep you full.
Keep you satiated.
There you go. A sense of satiety. Of fullness.
That's right.
Okay.
Is that a term we've learned?
No, unfortunately. It's one a beautiful word.
One we're sharing today. Mm-hmm. So that took me to an episode, random, with Naomi Whittle. She is the CEO of a supplement company. Do you know this, Emily?
I don't.
Okay.
I feel like I'm about to be like sold some supplements right now.
You're a girl.
I'm about to be like pitched hard.
I'm like, hi, this is a pyramid scheme episode. But she's fantastic. And her life's work has been on skin and food, you know, and
great.
Supplements and what to do to achieve youth and all of that.
She should be our best friend.
Right. Well, I think she's fantastic. And there's this concept called autophagy, which is, have you heard of that before?
No.
It means like I think it's Greek for it's like for the body eating itself.
Okay.
So the idea is that you do this intermittent fasting and your cells turn over.
Sure.
And she does do like kind of a type of fat first system With a tea and a whole bunch of other stuff. But it actually isn't so far from – you can do like Alkaline and her together actually kind of – they work.
Are you also intermittent fasting at this
point? Well, this is the crazy thing. Okay. Today's my first day.
All right.
And that's why you're seeing this giant can of water.
So are you going to eat at noon?
Noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I know all about you people.
Have you – yeah, I haven't ever intermittent fasted. I don't know that it'll work for me. I am a breakfast eating – hell.
I eat
real quick in the day.
So did you have the Bulletproof?
I had – her thing is like have a cup of coffee or tea or water,
okay,
but nothing in it.
Okay.
So I had a black coffee this morning and I'm having a ton of water.
Okay.
And
so
then,
you're starving.
I'm okay right now,
okay,
strangely. We're at 10:10, mm-hmm, so – who knows?
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm,
this episode is going to come out tomorrow. So if I don't make it, you know,
We'll know. Yeah, this was it.
But all this to be said is that I hit you up with a text where I said, my husband and I dry brushed each other's naked bodies.
You sure did.
Yeah. A few nights ago.
That's correct. Because we are also dry brushing on this journey. Is that
she suggests dry brushing your body from tip to tail.
Sure.
You get one of those giant paddle brushes a dense
natural bristle.
A natural dense bristle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You start at the toe and in circular motions you brush your body all the way up.
And this is for circulation.
See, you know all of these things.
Detoxification,
exfoliation.
I used to dry brush, but I just
look.
Here's what overwhelms me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pronounce the WH in that
word.
Is if you are doing everything that is recommended to you to do every day, there's no time. There's no time left in your day. I can't even get my skin regimen down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
like with all the everything.
You
got to meditate and then you have to use your new face gadget to get rid of your wrinkles. And then I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Totally. 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 I don't know that dry brushing will be with me for forever. I mean, I've done it now 3 times.
It felt great when I was doing it.
It feels like something that you're not going to really... You know, I do have circulation problems, so when I saw that it's for circulation,
yeah,
I was like, okay, interesting. It's supposed to help your lymphatic system.
And I believe it, totally.
It does. It is interesting. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I spend 100% of my focus on skin on this face.
Right.
You know?
Which is beautiful.
Look what I'm looking at over here.
Oh.
But I don't address the rest of the body like I should. So I was like, okay, this is kind of feels like, okay, I'm doing a little bit more for the vast surface area that is the bod.
It is a lot. It's our largest organ, isn't
there
that correct?
You go.
Right. Yeah. So why don't we love it more? Instead, we slap chemicals on it really what we do, which is weird. Why do we do that?
I don't. Well, we're trying not to as much. Not the bad ones, at least. Question mark.
But even lotion.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, look, there's other options out there.
For sure.
And
for
there's you could do essential oils and blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
I do the coconut oil, but still.
Yeah. I mean, coconut oil is pretty great for you.
Yeah.
Lube your body up and.
That's what I give the little baby a little
coconut oil
massage after her bath.
That's so cute.
Yeah. You know.
Wing was not – I don't think he'll be dry brushing the future.
Not into it.
He wasn't not into it.
I was going to say, he doesn't strike me as someone who wouldn't partake. I mean
– he did.
I feel like my husband would be into it
the moment. I literally dry brushed his body from tip to tail.
That's delightful.
He did mine.
Nice.
It was the only time we did a co. I've been, doing it on my own. But sure, I mean, who doesn't want somebody else brushing your bod from, beginning to end?
It's really I am craving it right now. I'm going to see if I can sext Addie.
Oh, God. We know how that went last time.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But, maybe he'd be into it.
Who was it that had – was it Chelsea Frank? Who was helping us with our sex?
I don't think it was. It was Ellie
McIlvaine. Oh, McIlvaine, yeah. Okay, so now that we're talking about old guests.
Here we are.
Guys, we have something to tell you.
Here's some news.
I don't know how to say it.
This is our last
this
episode.
This is our last episode.
On the Earwolf Network.
Correct. Yeah. We got the word about a week ago. Our numbers just weren't where they needed to be to stay here. And so we've had the best time, really and truly.
Have. It's been amazing. It's been a miracle.
So much fun. And we've loved really and truly the interaction with you guys and the guests and everything we've learned. I mean, it's been the best.
Yeah. Yeah. We've learned so much.
I mean, it's crazy.
And we kind of wanted to take you through some of that today, just a little recap.
Yeah, so we don't have a guest with us, but we thought we'd kind of like circle back through just some of the things that kind of popped up when we thought about the last few years. I mean, this will be our 180th episode.
So yeah, that's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a tremendous amount of episodes.
But let's bring it back to the first.
Oh yeah. Let's start there and we'll kind of see where we go with this. But I mean, the first episode was, I think, incredible. It was with Brandon Wardell.
Mm-hmm.
He marched in here. I mean, we were hopped up because we were just nervous and we were doing it in front of the two guys who at the time ran Earwolf. And you know, it was like we were just jacked up.
Yeah, just trying to prove our worth.
Exactly. And he marches in with a sweatshirt that says FAP on it, F-A-P.
And I didn't know. I didn't know what it meant. You didn't know what it meant.
I did know what it meant.
You did. Okay.
You didn't. And I think I know because I listened to so much Howard Stern. I know.
But you knew just right at the word FAP or when he said the fappening?
Okay, so I knew that when I looked at it, I didn't go, oh, that means that's the sound of jerking off on his sweatshirt that looks like a Gap sweatshirt. No, I didn't know that. But
okay.
Then when he said
the fappening,
I knew it before fappening.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Look, you guys, go listen to the first episode and let us know. But I think I knew, but I might not have. I had heard fap before. And, of course, I'd heard the fappening.
I really didn't. You guys, I was shocked to learn that fap on his sweatshirt
right.
was literally the sound that your hand makes when the penis is in it and you're jerking it. I didn't know.
There's
a lot charming. That I haven't known over these past few years.
Episode 15, Vivian Lamoli of East Lewis High. She hit us. She was so much fun. Such like a giant energy. She hit us with skonka.
Yep.
And chonies.
Whew. And they were – I didn't know either of those either. Did you know
No, those? I did not know. I think maybe chonies, but skonka definitely had never heard of that before. And that would be a slut, a hoe.
But you already knew that, didn't you? Because you're nasty. Skonka.
She's talking to you guys.
Yeah. Not to Deanna.
And not to our nice.
She's dry brushing. It's not very slutty.
Oh my God. Dry brushing actually dries the slut right out of you.
Exactly.
Gotta be honest. Jordan Firstman, episode 16, sauntered in here. He gave us an education on all the different ways that the gay culture termed each other. Like there was leather pups and pups and otters and
twinks and
yeah, hairy twinks and
right.
A lot going on.
And it was great. We also learned the necessary app scruff, which is, right. You know, at the time was groundbreaking. Perhaps.
It was. I don't think we had really known it until Mm-mm. then. If not, we didn't know it well. So that was some foundational work. episode 30, Jada Amon Benjamin, who is so gorgeous, and she is a star of Disney. She's like such an interesting little creature because she looks like a baby.
Yeah.
But her body is insane.
Yes.
It's like if you put a sweatshirt on her, she's 13. And if you put a crop top on her, she's 25. It's like the weird – like I'm like, men must be confused looking
right.
at you. I mean, truly.
They should just stay away.
Yeah.
It's a lesson.
But this is crazy because Bay AF and Thirsty –
she just dropped it.
I mean, those are foundational.
We wouldn't be in 2018 without them.
Bay. I mean, she told us before. anyone else. And it was like our heads exploded.
Because we didn't know. We just thought people were spelling stuff weird.
We just thought it was like Bay, Baby, Beyonce. We didn't know before anyone else. So that was a real learn.
And let's talk about Jackie Schimmel.
Okay.
She came to us. And what was so amazing about this episode was that I had done a pre-interview call with her. And she referenced the term truffle butter. But in her usage of it, it kind of felt like maybe she wasn't using it right. But I wasn't quite sure. So after the call, I did personally look it up. And so I knew when she was coming in that she had it wrong.
Oh, God.
It was quite phenomenal, you guys.
That was the dirtiest.
It's very dirty.
That was the dirtiest thing we ever learned, I feel like. If I recall, truffle butter is essentially the schmegalicious juice-fied. You stick a dick in an ass. You grab a little fucking poo. No. Well, that's what I always thought the light brown was. Well, you get remnants.
You get remnants.
Remnants.
I'm having a hard time with this one. Yes.
Remnants. Mixed with juices. Mm-hmm. Then you stick that shit up another hole.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And then you're producing a truffle
butter. It's the combo of the juices. Yes, that's correct.
It is. It's the combo of the juices that create a substance called truffle butter. Mm-hmm. And I was going to puke halfway through the episode.
It also creates an infection called a UTI. So please watch out for that.
Be advised. Oh, my God. I remember Dash episode 42. He was – guys, if you want a stupid good time, please march yourself.
Because I still feel like – I don't know what he was talking about. I still don't know what we talked about. There were so many terms.
So many terms. And by the way, we don't know exact. Right now, all of our content is probably on Stitcher Premium. Mm-hmm. We will soon get our feed, so it may be more available. We haven't worked out those kinks yet, but we'll definitely send a tweet out when we know. Yeah. But right now, if you were going to go listen to it, you would go to Stitcher Premium and get all the episodes because they've been shrunk on iTunes. But Dash, he was from a web series, Summer Break, on MTV. I believe MTV put it out. First of all, his name was Dash. Let's start there.
Full name Dashiell.
Fine.
It's very popular now.
Fine.
Dash came to us. He gave us dummy, which means a lot.
Right. He was such like a California surfer dude.
Yeah.
So, and adorable, by the way.
There's dummy croutons on this salad.
Wait. Say it again, Emily.
Hey, Deanna, have you seen my salad? There are dummy croutons on it.
Meaning a lot of croutons?
That's correct.
Oh, got it. Okay, so dummy, he gave us the example that dummy meant a lot. croutons on the salad. I think he also gave us low key, which at the time we needed a little help with. Again, these things seem so basic right now.
So basic, but when they're dropped to you for the first time, you're like, oh, low key, I didn't know that.
Oh, like I'm low key. I'm actually high key. So sad that this is our last episode.
High key, I have been just sitting here fighting tears. High key.
Low key, I don't know that I'm going to make it through this episode without having had breakfast.
Oh.
That's the real truth.
Yo, low key though, I will pin you down.
Thank you.
You're going to make it through.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, Caroline Goldfarb, episode 57, official Sean Penn on Instagram. We love her.
Yeah. Yeah. She gave us a lot. She gave us thirst trapping, which, right. Yo, I don't need to throw a thirst trap in my life, right. But I needed thirst trapping.
You needed the phrase,
yes.
The concept.
Yeah.
And since, how many thirst traps have we seen set on those Instagrams, Instawebs?
You guys are doing that right now, you skunkas.
Yeah, I mean, we actually should try to put as many of these in a sentence at the end. You know, yeah, that's what basically is what half of Instagram is doing, is just setting thirst traps. I now think that when people go out for fancy meals, that's my kind of thirst trap. I'm like, ooh, that looks amazing. I want that.
You with your dry brushing.
Yeah.
episode 67, we had Lance fast.
Hey, no big deal. NSYNC. Hi.
You might remember him. He was a huge, huge pop star. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we brought him a lot of terms, which was really, really fun.
It was fun.
He didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. And, like, I think the episode before we had Layla De Leon Hayes, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. she was talking about Justin Timberlake and Britney being old Disney,
mm-hmm.
as that was like how she referred to them,
right?
And then like Lance was like, "I'm old Disney," you know, he is,
yeah,
and that's just what that is, and it's okay to be old Disney. Old Disney is still kicking it.
That's right.
Old Disney is at the Super Bowl halftime show.
So get with it.
Get with it,
Layla.
Okay.
Then we had Amina Munir.
Love her.
She gave us glowed up, y'all. Episode 85, really a good time. She, you know what? You know what? Here's
yes,
a usage. You know what? Someone started getting blowouts, I don't know when, maybe a year ago?
Okay.
Year and a half ago? Okay. And just come in real correct. Somebody who's sitting right next to me, Deanna Chang, got herself glowed up
over the past year. Emily, I appreciate that. I have watched the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part one last night, mm-hmm. and they did for each of the cast members. We've gone from season one till now in a series of pictures.
What season is this now?
I don't know.
It feels like 55.
I want to say 10, but okay. Who knows? I think I'm watching RuPaul season 10, so now everything's 10 to me. I don't know.
Okay.
But the glow up on Nene, the glow up on
Nene has come far.
Real far.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, she's been looking great. Yeah. Sheree has been relatively consistent. Portia, when you see her at the beginning to now, the glow up is really real.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's cool. Yeah, we wouldn't have known it.
We wouldn't have known it, and we have it.
Without Amina. And then we had Chelsea Frank,
mm-hmm.
the Unforgettable. Mm-hmm. She joined us twice, actually. But, yeah, there's a breakup text etiquette that she taught us, which means you can actually break up with someone over text, and it's okay.
And I think she had a system of, like, time.
Yeah.
Right? So if it's been over 6 months, no. But I believe any time before that, you're mm-hmm. more than welcome.
Yeah.
You know, to do that.
Yep.
Which was a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Virtual reality with Paul Scheer, episode 128. Paul came in hot.
You know, I didn't know how dialed into the technology he is.
He is like, he receives things. I promise you, you could be standing next to him and something has just come through the wire,
right.
Like, you know, whatever it is, something with Trump, something with technology, something with pop culture. And, you know, we haven't seen it yet because nobody – like, you could be – he's just standing there. He doesn't have a phone out, but he has received the information.
Wow.
I'm telling you, things filter into him.
Yeah.
From – it's like an octopus with their tentacles out and everything just coming in.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah. He gave us iPhone stickers, which seem to have come and gone.
Yeah, I don't. I wasn't with it.
By the way, we have our own. No big deal.
No big deal. Tile, which, you know, locates and tracks your things. Definitely need that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and remember that light? He gave us a major tip. Huge tip.
What was it?
His tip was, if you are about to get murdered in your home,
right,
call out to Alexa. Hey, Alexa, I'm about to get murdered.
She'll record it.
Mm-hmm. And at least someone will have that potentially. If they come in, they see the Alexa. Hopefully the murderer doesn't smash the Alexa, although it's still recorded, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't even need to say her name. It's there.
Yeah, it's there. She's there.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had Cody Ko come in, episode 160.
Hey, Cody.
Gave us some jewels.
Oh.
Literally jewels.
Emily.
which apparently are some gross thing you can buy at the gas station to smoke your nicotine from.
Yeah, I've heard from moms who have kids like in middle school and high school that it is really real and really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are using them like
yeah.
on the real. And it's bad news bears.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this?
I just want to stop by and say I love you guys.
That's so sweet.
Thank you very much, and I love you.
Thank you, Sam. That is okay. really cute.
We're just going to cry now. Thanks,
Engineer Sam just gave us some Krispy Kreme donuts with our little stickers on it. Oh, Emily.
That was really sweet.
It's so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, now we're hugging.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow, that was really super sweet. We love that. Thank you.
Okay, we're back.
Sam, trying to take you out?
He did. It's okay.
Okay, we're going to try to continue. Look, here's the thing, guys. We will be available on the internet. No doubt. We're going to be sitting there. We want to still hear from you. We would love to still connect. Thank you guys who send us articles, who send us, you know, tidbits of what's going on. I don't know how I will keep up if we don't continue this show. I really am scared for my – I'm trying to do autophagy, keep it young, keep it fresh, turn over the cells. But how am I going to turn over the cells of my pop culture knowledge without this show?
Well, you guys are going to still please tell us all the things that you come across because we're still going to dive in.
We would love to. And yeah. Who knows, you know, who never say never. Roseanne is back, whether you like it or not. Shit comes back, you know. And we're still alive. We're still here. We're still queer. Get used to it. So don't.
Are we coming back like Queer Eye, or are we coming back like that weird New Kids on the Block concert that
I'll take either.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
Both sound great to me, to be honest. They really do. So, you know, I mean, please gone but not forgotten. Oh, dear. Hey, guys, this wasn't that long ago, but Jessica Chafin came in here. We love her so much. She wanted to come back. She won't have the opportunity right now.
Canceled.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We are hashtag major canceled. Hashtag canceled. Yep. Oh, no. Ouch. See, sometimes the teachings come back and they bite you right in your skunka. Right in the chonies. You know, we had mukbang happen.
We did.
That's not something you want to see. We literally just had a tweet about it yesterday where somebody was like, hey, did you know about mukbang?
Arguably as gross as truffle butter.
On par, yeah. At the very least.
Very least.
Or we're saying the same thing. They're both Gnarlsville.
And if you just have a desire to watch women mainly.
At least from what we saw, mainly.
Yeah, a large quantity of food.
Over a
long period of time and very sensually.
A lot of mouth noise.
You know, just a Google mukbang.
Yeah.
You're going to get off on that.
I mean, you have to get your eyes on it.
If you're into it, I'm just letting you know, I think you're a sick motherfucker.
Yeah, sure. I mean, fair enough. You know, although now that I haven't eaten since 8 p.m.,
You're ready.
I'm ready for a mukbang, to be quite frank.
Well, I guess that's better than a gangbang.
I'll say. Okay, episode 166, K-pop. K-pop seems to have come into our life with a fury.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that was very interesting because once we talked about it.
Every
guest was like, my favorite thing is K-pop. I'm like, what?
I know. All walks of life.
This is like, okay, so we grew up with boy bands.
Right.
American, maybe a British.
Sure.
Snuck in there.
Sure.
These youth of today are growing up with Korean pop music.
Being their shiz.
Like pillows, t-shirts, concerts. Yeah. And they don't know a word that's coming out of these people's mouths. And they love it.
And I get it.
I do too.
I get it. It's
the
fun.
The videos are enthralling.
They're a good time.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's happy. You know. You know I still love that. What was her name? Clea?
Oh, no. Just keep doing that. This has now turned into a very different podcast where Deanna makes sex sounds.
I can't remember the name
of it.
It's
a version of ASMR.
But
it's a little different.
I did love it. I may try to find it right now. And I'm not saying her name right. It's not Clea, but.
Is that the sound you make when you dry brush?
So. So, I feel.
Would you maybe call it a bop? That song.
I would call it a bop.
Okay. Well, that brings us to episode.
Oh, hello, bitches. Hello, bitches. She may be taking over
Fergie
and the Black Eyed Peas. That's what we learned. That'd I don't know great. If that's still true. Yeah. I mean, this is what we learned. We don't fact check.
Never have, never will.
Never will and can't anymore because we've been canceled.
All right, episode 170.
Bop.
Y'all.
With Cameron Farmer.
That means a real hit. A top 40, if you will.
Speaking of which, did you watch SNL this weekend? Okay.
Did not.
Cardi B was up in there.
Of course she was.
And she has a true bop that she has just dropped.
Ugh, I can't wait.
It's really regulating on a guy who is like messing with other girls. And it is an anthem-ish for women, I feel like.
Is it her fiancé?
It sounds like it, but, you know.
Hey, look.
Who knows?
Wow.
I mean, she was out there singing it with a pregnant belly, doing great. So, but that was a bop.
For life.
That was a bop. Like, I may buy the album, which I don't know when I've bought an album.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it's like
wow.
that.
Wow. Mm-hmm, because you need it. You need some Cardi
B. I might need it.
All right. Well, she also brought us oat milk.
Right.
And charcoal and matcha and algae and turmeric, which probably are all on your diet.
Here's the thing, Em. This wasn't very long ago. This was a month ago, 2 months ago, tops. I was like, I've never had any of those things in a beverage. Currently in my kitchen is matcha and turmeric.
Welcome to LA, bitch.
So here we are.
Here we are.
You know,
yeah.
Here we are. And then Kay Bell, Kristen Bell.
You guys,
no big deal.
Full disclosure, we really pulled out all the stops.
Hey, this month is, by the way, our second best month of all time, essentially. So we're leaving at the top of our game, which I gotta say, feels glowed up, feels like we stepped our pussies up.
We tried.
You guys are there. You know, listen, you've been there for us. I know some people have been there from the beginning, and we feel it. And this is not on you. This isn't – who knows who it's on? It just – We're here now. But we
this
had
is the end of our journey.
Fantastic
here.
Month. Yeah. We had great, amazing guests. You know, Kristen Bell obviously being the best, and everyone we had. We had Danielle Schneider. We had
Lillamar.
We had Tucker Abrizi from the NBC show AP Bio. It was just a fun. Every single person brought so much to the table, and Kristen, you know, she left us with something I have been pondering.
Okay.
And I make mistakes because I think about it sometimes after I post. But we were like, oh, Wendy, because she's pretty much the queen of Instagram and Twitter.
She's really good at it, you guys. You should watch her stories. They're phenomenal.
Great at it.
Yeah.
And we're like, when do you post something on stories and when do you post it on Instagram? And she said, you know, basically everything should go to stories.
Yep, which I don't do.
I know. It was a revelation.
She said start with stories.
Start
if you
with
want
stories.
Something for – if it's not timely, if it's not something that's going to be passing, then you put it on your feed.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking at the feed more like an album of her life.
Right.
Stories are a passing fancy.
That's right.
And I love it.
And that's a great piece of advice.
Yeah.
That was a really fun recap. Should we take a little break?
Let's do it.
And maybe come back with a story that's happening right now just because, you know, we feel it's necessary to leave you guys with
something
fresh.
How to be less old!
Y'all, Bitch Sesh is back this week with new weekly bonus episodes available exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Casey Wilson, Danielle Schneider, we love them beyond words, and they love The Real Housewives, and they are sharing that excitement with you on Bitch Sesh.
Listen in to hear the ladies dish on the season's wildest moments, answer all your burning housewives questions, and bring on some super special guests that you won't hear on the regular episodes.
Guys, don't be tardy for the party. Come on, listen to Bitch Sesh bonus episodes now on Stitcher Premium. Here's a little hot tip. They have some housewives coming on.
Ooh.
Okay.
Go to StitcherPremium.com/housewives and use the promo code LESSOLD for a free month of listening.
That's StitcherPremium.com/housewives and promo code LESSOLD.
How to be less old!
And we're back.
We are back. Last episode of How to Be Less Old. How are you? We're medium.
Low-key, we're medium.
Low-key, we're medium right now.
Yeah.
We've been better. We've been worse.
A lot worse.
A lot of shit has gone on in the time we've been here.
Wow.
A lot.
Yeah.
Our lives have really, I mean, both of us have gotten married.
Yep.
You know, my dad was extremely sick. He passed away, you know, in this time. You had a baby.
Yep.
Our jobs have changed. We've had different.
Several times.
Several times. I mean, a lot has transpired.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Behind
postpartum depression. No big deal, yeah.
That was with us.
Yeah.
You know.
Still working my way out of that one.
But coming out.
Coming out.
Coming out lovely.
Here we are.
I mean, I feel like you're out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Within reason. Coming you. Out of the dark.
Here we are.
I finally see the light now. Ooh. And it's shining on me. See the light. See the light.
I think that's what I'll miss the most is you breaking out into random song as often as you can. Do you remember your rap?
My Steve Jobs rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You remember when you did it on the show?
I do.
Okay,
I mean,
great. I just need everyone to remember that with me.
I wouldn't mind if you would like me to. I have my computer right here. I could do a little verse.
Oh. Well, wow. It's really, you guys, it popped up quick.
I did a really quick one on this.
This girl is ret to rap
okay,
for
so
you.
Now I don't have my beats with me on this.
That's right.
I'm just going to give you a verse. Emily's so
comes.
Terrified right
so
now.
I am so ready. I didn't
you
know.
Not more didn't come from much. Not yet blessed with a Midas touch. Your beginnings were humble, but your vision was magic. Your game was hard and your ending tragic. You, Wozniak, doing what's right. Grab the big beast and make it light. Up in the garage, bring it to the people, slay the playing field and reset to equal. Y'all said it. Oh. Sequel. 84. Macintosh. Ha ha. Crush. Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. Pack your lunch. I'm going to stop. But
she said a verse and then she kept going. I was like, well, let's do it.
I kept going because it was fun to do.
Okay.
But that's available not on iTunes. That's not available. But
we'll see what we can do for the people. I'll see what we can do. Okay.
No big deal.
It's a classic.
It is genuinely a classic. It's called Steve Jobs Rap. Don't sleep. Don't sleep on it, guys.
It's my favorite song. Of all time. Okay, so condoms.
Yeah.
Not only are they important.
Right. Here's the thing. Love to hear teens are using condoms. It's great news, right? You see a story like that come down the feed.
Yep.
And you're happy until you click.
Until you click and you find out it's an online challenge.
Right.
Which disgusts us mostly.
They never seem to be intelligent.
No.
Their challenges, you know, really, I mean, occasionally they're entertaining, but from a lot of times they are terrible ideas.
But don't worry, this one is extra terrible because people are snorting them up their nose.
That's right. So, okay, so basically they're unrolling a condom, stuffing it up
one side,
one nostril.
Yep.
And then
having it, like, you inhale it until it slides into your throat, and then you reach back with your fingers and pull it out from your mouth.
Okay, so here's the thing. This falls under the category, Emily, I don't know how you feel about this, but I kind of feel like this falls under that category of Tide Pods where I'm going, is this real?
Yeah, it could just be fake, but I do believe this probably if you YouTubed it, there's
people doing
several
it.
Challenges.
I know, I have seen pictures. You just wonder. I mean, you could kill yourself.
Not only, yes, you could inhale this into your lungs and asphyxiate, I believe
no
the word.
No big deal.
But also, I mean, what the fuck is on that shit? You're not putting that in.
Oh, yeah, like a spermicide, you mean?
Yes. And
You're
just ingesting that into all of your, like, special sinus cavities and orifice. No, come on.
That is not alkaline, guys.
Try brush that shit right out of there. It's disgusting.
It's a bad idea.
That is disgusting.
And we wish, You've had better ideas at this point. And they do. They're out there. They're doing marches. You know, tremendous things are happening with the youths.
Yes.
There's also really rotten things happening, too. And that's just the world we live in.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the end of the story, guys. I guess we're going to leave on that.
Yeah.
Condoms through the nostril, out through
the
throat.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It's not for you.
Stay off YouTube.
That's right. We also had Oh My Erotica hit us up.
Yeah.
She, you know, there's things that go on that we think are staged for the gram. She hit us up yesterday wondering, there was like armpit sparkle, mm-hmm. which we've seen.
Yeah. Where but there's glitter everywhere.
Yeah. It's like there's, if there's an orifice, if there's a space.
It's been done.
It's been done. It's been glitterified. We've seen every kind of shape of eyebrow, every shenanigan with an eyebrow that's ever been possible.
Mm-hmm. French braiding eyebrows.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much happening. There's so much going on. But we would, you know, we don't always know. Is it happening in the wild? We haven't seen it.
Mm-mm.
Some of it is, I'm sure. Emily, it's been a pleasure.
Deanna, you have no idea.
It really has been, oh, no. It's been really a wonderful experience and wonderful to have it with a great friend.
Agreed.
And it's so nice that we're leaving great friends.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because things happen, things go on, and I feel really grateful that we're ending this, at least this, again, open to a reboot in the future. But at this moment, leaving Earwolf with our friendship intact, with going up on the top, really, it's been the best month we've had in over a year. And as was the month before, you know, and we left it on the field.
And we love you guys.
We love you guys so much.
Not only do we love each other, but we love you.
We really do.
Yeah.
Such joy has come from these, like, just getting to interact with everybody, laugh with everybody, hear what you have to say, you know, what's going on out there in the world. And just continue to, like, keep up with us, for God's sakes.
We're lonely.
We're lonely. We're sad.
We are.
Love you. Love you.
Love you.
And thank you, Sam, for bringing us Krispy Kremes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That was so unexpected and lovely.
So sweet. Not an alkaline solution, but still a delight.
Oh, boy. You're going to have to throw those right away, huh?
I mean, I can't keep them. I have to go. But I appreciate it so much.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Emily, did you know that your skin can absorb up to 60% of what you put on it? So what goes on your skin is just as important, as we were talking about earlier, as what goes in your body.
Oh, such a good point. Juice Beauty is a skincare and makeup line that is made with certified organic ingredients with the promise to always formulate without potentially harmful ingredients.
Go to juicebeauty.com/HTBLO for exclusive savings on your first order when you use the code HTBLO20 at checkout.
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here, host of Comedy Bang Bang, and thanks for listening to this show. And I want to tell you, I have a great episode of my show, Comedy Bang Bang, floating around out there in the internet. Our good friend John Hamm, the madman himself, he's out talking about his new movie, Beirut, and we have Paul F. Tompkins, and Jess McKenna, and Zach Reno from the Off Book podcast. It was a really fun time, and it's a good episode. So go check it out. You can subscribe to Comedy Bang Bang on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever, honestly, you want to. I'm not here to tell you where to do it. Or I guess I just did. Anyway, Comedy Bang Bang, John Hamm this week. Check it out.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.